Had to get it hang clear, the grease to get to work on the body parts or some other nice part. He may have to go wash his hands. Mm-hmm. Clean them for the change of that part, you know, that certain part of your car. Mm-hmm.
And inside the tire of the car, you have the inner, inside the tire.
Inner tube.
She said inside the car, inside the tire.
In the tire.
Tire. That's the inner tube inside the tire.
Uh-huh. And say if someone had just built a boat and they were going to put it in the water for the first time, you'd say they were going to what the boat?
What are they going to say they're going to do to the boat? Mm-hmm. I've always had to say they're going to wax the boat.
Mm-hmm. Or they're fixing to put it in.
You put it in the water. And the one do something to the ceiling part, keep them from leaking. Mm-hmm. Keep them from leaking, you know. Mm-hmm. They'd have to tie over those cracks or some kind of wax to keep it, the boat from leaking, mm-hmm. far as I can explain it.
You said if they're going to put the boat in the water,
mm-hmm.
you want to know what would they going to
uh-huh.
do. I said he's going to try it out.
Uh-huh.
Tell what?
Try the boat out in the water.
What different kinds of boats did people used to have?
You that called dugout.
Mm-hmm.
In them days, you'd make your dugout. You'd make your boat. Mm-hmm. Out mm-hmm. some of them big trees I was telling you about.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a very popular boat, but it was made by hand, and it was called a dugout.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear of a piro or bateau?
Bateau. That's a different boat. That's a bateau. That's made. That's a very common boat made, a mm-hmm. bateau. You make a bateau out of maybe 6 plank, one to each side and 2 on the bottom, you know.
Mm-hmm. Was it pointed or?
It pointed, that's what I'm telling you now. A bateau ain't pointed.
Mm-hmm.
It's just made of square. It's like the studio quartier, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't pointed, you know. It's mm-hmm. just walled to each side mm-hmm. and then nailed at each end.
Mm-hmm.
That's called a bateau.
Mm-hmm. And what did you use to burn in lamps?
Couloir.
Mm-hmm. Any other name for that?
No. Call it, what you call
kerosene.
It?
Kerosene.
You call that's a new name now. Creso.
Kerosene.
Kerosene. That's mm-hmm. a new name.
Mm-hmm.
But in my days, it's couloir.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear of making a lamp using a rag and a bottle and some coal oil?
Mm-hmm. What you call that?
Call a ball lamp, you put your coal oil in there and make your rag, put a put it down in the air. I don't see
yeah, he's right there.
No,
she's
talking about
no, making it yourself.
Yeah.
I know what she's talking about.
I know,
about.
Yeah.
Make it, then you twist a rag
that,
tight.
You used to make them out of snuff bottles.
Mm-hmm. What'd you call that?
Oh, I forget that name you call that.
A bottle lamp,
but it calls some other kind. You screw that, like she said, you screw that, you know,
mm-hmm.
that tight, mm-hmm. and put that down in the bottle, and then it, you light the end of the rag right here.
Mm-hmm.
It's light the end, and you wouldn't have no container, you call tin about enough. You just put that rag down in that bottle, but it had to be right tight at the mouth, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then you shake it up, and then